Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 15, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Lloyds Bank to close 2 of its branches. Lloyds Bank has confirmed that 2 of its branches in Sussex, Beach Road in Littlehampton and the street in Rustington, will close in May and June of 2023. Upcoming Valley FinTech Pay event at Arizona BayPay's chapter. BayPay is proud to announce the first event of Valley FinTech Pay, the Arizona BayPay's chapter. More details at baypayforum.com/022323. EasyBill integrates with online A2A payment service SmartPay. The first account-to-account, A2A, payment service authorized by the National Bank of Romania, NBR, SmartPay, has integrated with online invoicing, automated inventory management platform EasyBill. Experian partners Investnet, Yodlee for open data. U.S.-based multinational data analytics and consumer credit reporting company Experian has partnered with Investnet, Yodlee. Chinese Central Bank introduces new financial asset risk rules. The Chinese Central Bank has introduced new risk rules for financial assets of commercial banks, as well as new requirements for non-performing assets. Plaid, Okta to deliver open finance access. Plaid has partnered with identity provider Okta to help financial institutions accelerate open finance initiatives and adopt OAuth and APIs to exchange data with third parties. APEXX Global, Trustly partner for recurring payments. Payment orchestration platform APEXX Global has partnered with digital A2A transactions platform Trustly to offer merchants the latter's recurring payment method. Checkout.com partners with card issuer NewDay. Global payment solution provider Checkout. Hala acquires UAE's payment startup Payman.com. Saudi Arabia-based fintech Hala has bought UAE-based payment startup Payman. AuthID integrates Verified Cloud Connect with BeyondTrust. Identity verification company AuthID has expanded its Verified Cloud Connect to BeyondTrust to bring unphishable human factor authentication to privileged access management. Ping Identity Partners Deloitte. Identity solution company Ping Identity has partnered with security consulting services provider Deloitte to offer organizations advanced identity and access solutions. Solvo launches a crypto app for users in the EU and the UK. Cryptocurrency startup Solvo has launched a new crypto app in a bid to make digital assets more accessible and appealing for new users. India's PhonePe raises $100 million at $12 billion valuation. Weeks after a $350 million raise, Indian digital payment platform PhonePe has secured another $100 million in funding at a $12 billion valuation. Westpac gives credit cards a BNPL twist. Westpac has developed a novel twist on the buy now, pay later concept, giving credit card customers the opportunity to pay off their bills in 4 installments. EcomPay enters the BNPL market with tailored product for travel sector. International payment service provider and direct bank acquirer, EcomPay, has today announced the launch of its first buy now, pay later, BNPL, offering. NewDay's Joseph Tucker joins Deco as CFO. Deco, the multi-lender buy now pay later, BNPL, platform, has appointed Joseph Tucker to the position of Chief Financial Officer. Saldo selects Form 3 for SEPA payments. Saldo, the London-based fintech creating the next generation of payments and expense management solutions, has today selected Form 3, the cloud-native account-to-account platform, to provide SEPA credit transfer and instant connectivity. Infuse to supply embedded virtual card payments to e-commerce outfit Starcart. Infuse, the European card issuing and processing powerhouse, has been selected by disruptive Finnish e-commerce aggregator startup Starcart to offer its retailers and shoppers the speed, security and convenience of embedded virtual card payments. EasyBill delivers a two-way payments with Smart Pay. Smart Pay is the first local online account-to-account payment service authorized by the National Bank of Romania. Nomura invests in hybrid finance startup Infinity. Nomura's digital assets subsidiary, Laser Digital, has invested in Infinity, a decentralized finance, DeFi, protocol for institutional lending and borrowing. DBS benefits from flight to safety by institutional crypto investors. The downturn in crypto values and multiple scandals has led to a boom in Bitcoin trading at Singapore's DBS Bank, which saw volumes grow by 80% on its digital exchange, DDEX. European Commission opens blockchain regulatory sandbox. The European Commission today launched a regulatory sandbox for innovative use cases involving distributed ledger technologies, DLT. FinTech Alliance partners with CEDARS to facilitate funding opportunities for founders. Today, FinTech Alliance, the government-backed digital ecosystem that brings together and champions the UK's vibrant FinTech community, has announced its latest partnership with private investment platform CEDARS. Talos integrates with BCB Group. Talos, the premier provider of institutional digital asset trading technology, today announced an integration with London-based BCB Group, a leading provider of business accounts and trading services for the digital asset economy. Stelae teams with Leap Expert to combat capital markets comms challenge. Stelae and Leap Expert have partnered to help financial firms combat the risk associated with the use of unauthorized communications channels. ASIC to expand enforcement focus to greenwashing, predatory lending and insurance prices. ASIC has warned businesses it will be targeting greenwashing, predatory lending and misleading insurance pricing promises this year, as part of a continuing focus on protecting consumers from financial harm. Back office operations need serious revamping. Profitable and effective businesses require seamless, organized, and efficient payment operations. However, the current panorama. Taurus raises $65 million to develop digital asset platform. Switzerland-based digital asset infrastructure provider Taurus has announced a $65 million Series B capital increase. Token expands to Italy. Open banking payment platform Token has expanded to Italy to provide the company's account information services, ICE, and payment initiation services, PIS. Wargaming partners Noda for instant payments. Instant transaction solutions provider Noda has announced a partnership with online game developer Wargaming to enable instant open banking payments in the gaming industry. ECOMMPAY launches BNPL service for UK travel businesses. Direct bank acquirer and international payment service provider, ECOMMPAY, has recently launched its first BNPL product exclusively tailored to travel businesses for online bookings. Credit Suisse enters a strategic partnership with Taurus. Credit Suisse has entered a strategic partnership with Switzerland-based digital asset infrastructure provider Taurus. Egypt's Copal launches money app for families. Egyptian fintech Copal has unveiled the country's first payments and expenses management app for families. ShieldPay to consolidate real-time client KYC and AML data with Finergo support. Finergo, the leading provider of digital solutions for Know Your Customer, KYC, and Client Lifecycle Management, CLM, and ShieldPay, the market-leading fintech solving high-value, complex B2B payments, today announced their partnership. Upcoming Valley FinTech Pay event at Arizona BayPay's chapter. BayPay is proud to announce the first event of Valley FinTech Pay, the Arizona BayPay's chapter. More details at baypayforum.com/022323. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.